USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court is siding with the Biden administration and allowing it to end the Remain in Mexico policy. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick reacts to the ruling on Fox News.
So this is a terrible decision for America. We alone in Texas are spending $4 billion this year in border security. We normally spend about $400 million. But we're not going to suggest packing the court. We're not going to try to burn down the cities because we don't like the decision. We're not going to change the filibuster rule. And we're going to respect this decision and fight to overturn it.
Roberts and Kavanaugh joining the three liberals on the court in the 5-4 ruling. A special city council meeting is happening in Uvalde, Texas, where 19 students and two teachers were murdered. Mayor Don McLaughlin saying they're being frozen out by the district attorney, who's refusing to release information about the investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Inflation in the United States hit over 8.6% year over year, a 40-year high. During a press conference at the NATO summit in Madrid, President Biden acknowledges the high inflation.
I can understand why the American people are frustrated because of inflation, but inflation is higher in almost every other country. Prices in the pump are higher in almost every other country.
The president's comments not exactly true. Among the G7 nations, Germany's most recent inflation rate was 7.9%, the United Kingdom's was 7.8%, Italy's and Canada's were 6.8%, and France's was 5.2%. As states move to ban or regulate abortion following the Dobbs decision, many companies have announced they will pay for employees to travel to get an abortion. For example, Dick's Sporting Goods has pledged to provide up to $4,000 in travel reimbursements to any employee, spouse, or dependent enrolled in its medical plan seeking an out-of-state abortion. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
President Biden is once again speaking out regarding Roe versus Wade.
President Biden, speaking at the NATO summit in Madrid, Spain, Thursday morning, said he supports Congress ending the filibuster to pass legislation protecting abortion in America.
The most important thing to be clear about is we have to change, I believe we have to codify Roe v. Wade in the law, and the way to do that is to make sure that Congress votes to do that. And if the filibuster gets in the way, it's like voting rights, it should be, we provide an exception for this, require an exception to the filibuster for this action.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Another lawsuit is being filed after a school shooting in Michigan.
The parents of a teenager wounded during a mass shooting at Oxford High School in Michigan are suing the shop that sold the handgun used to kill four students and injure six other people. The federal complaint filed on behalf of Matthew and Mary Mueller accuses Acme Shooting Goods LLC of negligently or unlawfully supplying the gun through a straw sale. Authorities have said James Crumley bought the 9mm semi-automatic handgun used in the November 30th shooting as an early Christmas gift for his 15-year-old son, Ethan. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.